I'm old enough to remember this airtight deal, this great deal that we were promised by America First so-called conservative fighters like Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and Andy Biggs. All of the concessions that were made in order for us to install Kevin McCarthy as the House Speaker, it was all fake. We have seen no J6 tapes. We have witnessed no criminal referrals. And now Kevin McCarthy is shilling for cannibalist Nazis in Ukraine. It is time to vacate the chair, period. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, this Ukraine war has now been going on for more than a year, and it's looking like it could go a lot longer because our fake sellout uniparty globalist paid conservative Republican leaders have finally found a country that they care about. Spoiler, it's not your country that they care about. Oh, and just a quick note to all of those who were flagrantly abused intentionally by the media 1 year ago as we jumped into this, or check that, provoked this evil, phony war to protect this fake country. We're not even helping here. Every single dollar that we send that you think is helping to save lives is not. No, instead, it's helping to continue the one-world banking cabal, the cabal that furtively traffics in all manner of black markets, overtly seeks to use central banks to control above-board markets and impose global fascism, along with Monsanto, along with the World Bank, along with the International Monetary Fund. That's who you're helping. Monsanto and child traffickers. And the global military-industrial complex. And Ukraine's response, they don't give a damn about you or your kids. Oh, except to the extent that they see you as a source of money to pluck up and ship out to Ukraine for Ukraine's oligarchs to siphon off of and get rich, and Ukraine's military to fire off or blow up or burn up or whatever they want to do with it. And is Ukraine grateful for any of this? No, of course they aren't. Instead, we get smug, obnoxious lectures from a guy who plays the piano with his penis, wears leather chaps and high heels, slaps other men on the butt, this TV actor turned President Zelensky, who acts like it's our permanent moral obligation to give him money. I'm not sure he's ever even said so much as thank you. We send him money, he asks for guns. We send guns, he asks for artillery. We send the artillery, he asks for fighting machines. We send the fighting machines, he asks for tanks. We send the tanks, he asks for fighter jets. And mark my words, by this summer, we'll be sending those fighter jets. Because, of course, Zelensky isn't a citizen of East Palestine or some other part of Middle America. So when he asks this fake government for something that he wants, he actually gets it. And just like a spoiled child who always gets what he wants, he always asks for more. The other day, he put out a disgusting video where he said that if we didn't keep backing him to the hilt, soon it would be American troops dying in this war. Send your kids to die for my fake country. That's Zelensky's daily demand. And I really mean fake country. There was never a Ukraine country before 1991. It's a construct. 500 years ago, parts of it were ruled by Poland, parts by Russia, parts by Muslim warlords. There was no Ukraine. The borders of this fake country were an internal creation of the Soviet Union and Vladimir Lenin. And when it seceded from the USSR, it just followed those borders, taking millions of ethnic Russians out of Russia and telling them, hey, you're now a part of this new made-up fake corrupt country called Ukraine, which, by the way, would be a country run by and for the benefit of oligarchs. And so that's how it's been ever since. Corruption and plundering masked by superficial sucking up to the West to make sure that we keep that state afloat. And that's why, out of the more than a dozen countries that left the USSR, Ukraine is the poorest and the most corrupt. Their ruling class is one of the worst in the world, and now we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars to prop them up indefinitely. The upside to all of this is exactly nothing. Except that the military-industrial complex and the corrupt fossils in the DC Beltway feel good in their stomachs when they get to rip off other people to fund and fight their wars, their fake wars. And as usual, the mainstream media, Fox News included, is giving us nothing but misdirection. Why? Because they're in on the profits. That's why. The multinational military-industrial complex pays Fox News handsomely. And as with everything the deep state and administrative state does, there are, of course, multiple objectives. The effort is multifaceted. One of the primary goals of this Ukraine shakedown is an overt effort to push for the expansion of NATO, an entity funded nearly entirely by the United States to begin with, an entity formed for one purpose, to fight Russia. The State Department's push to expand NATO to include Ukraine is entirely predicated upon the evil factions that run the global West and their desire to control a free, nationalistic country like Russia. So we, the United States, are bribing Ukraine to serve as our Russian fighting force. This is why we're seeing Ukrainian Nazis and cannibals forcing conscription of every Ukrainian they can find, impressing them into war. Just like Zelensky is abusing his own people, he's on a global tour, shaking down American politicians for U.S. taxpayer dollars, your hundreds of billions of dollars. And you'd better believe that he and his pals in the intel community know exactly where all of the bodies are buried, both with respect to the bioweapons labs and with respect to the many American politicians who've taken trips to Ukraine and other countries, ostensibly for the purpose of international fact-finding. I wonder what they were really doing there. GOP reps Troy Nels and Barry Moore taking trips there recently. And lo and behold, they're very pro-war. And then Victoria Nuland, the failure, comes back to the United States and sits before a Senate panel about the bioweapons facilities and attempts to project the evil happening there onto the Russians. These are bioweapons facilities that are intended to carry out acts of war placed strategically right next to Russia's border with Ukraine. And your media has you believing that Russia is instigating this conflict. So now here we are. Our own fake government is now shaking down you, the American taxpayer, for U.S. taxpayer dollars to help to destroy one of the only nations left on the globe that's pushing back against Klaus Schwab's communist totalitarian one-world Rothschild-run banking cabal. And NATO? NATO is a cover operation for the U.S. military-industrial complex, which has increasingly become a globalist finance industry slush fund constituted of multinational corporations that deal in the manufacturing and sale of weapons of war. That's what this is all about. Think about it. You want to get rich quick? Go into sales. Sell cars or houses, or bigger still, commercial real estate, shopping malls. Sell drugs, sell big pharma. You'll do really well for yourself. But if you really want to make some cash, sell the machines and ordnance required for war. Sell the financial instrument required to pay for those weapons, tanks, jets, missiles, naval ships, aircraft carriers. Now we're talking real money here. Sell the government contracts. Sell the technology that controls the food that both feeds the entire global population and simultaneously makes the global population just sick enough to require the drug that you also have for sale. This is what Ukraine is all about. All of these things. It's a front for the global finance arms that fund all of these industries. It's a fake storefront selling burritos out the front and fentanyl out the back. NATO is a cover operation for the military arm of the hustle. They're creating the market and the need for war munitions, and then they come in and they sell you the war munitions, but you're buying something that you needed about as badly as you need a hole in the head. And now even Kevin McCarthy is pushing for the deaths of our boys, and sadly now girls, in our military if we don't send fighter jets and ammo and missiles to Ukraine to help protect this globalist shakedown racket. The motion to vacate the chair is not enough for Kevin McCarthy. No, Kevin McCarthy needs to be among the first tried at Nuremberg II military tribunals for assisting in the handing over of our sovereignty to the globalist banking cabal run largely by his Israeli paymasters. And speaking of sovereignty, the fake president, given to us largely by the fake Republican Party in those five key states of Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan, represented appropriately enough by the color red for communism, Joe Biden, is on the precipice of handing over the American sovereignty to the World Health Organization, a communist organization closely tied to the CCP and run by an open commie, Director General Tedros, who openly works with communists around the globe. And even the neocons at Foreign Policy Magazine, a project of the Council on Foreign Relations, some of the worst globalist neocons on the planet, are opposed to Tedros remaining in power at the WHO. But Biden, controlled by Obama and the rest of the puppeteers, is giving them more power over the United States for future pandemics that they're already planning. Do you see how this works? This is a relentless effort to impose a one-world governmental, financial, economic, and now maybe even religious regime on the West. A regime that worships man's intellect rather than Jesus Christ. A religion that only values material, that uses money as a tool to enslave rather than to free. And given all of this, it sure doesn't seem like there are very many people standing in the way of a complete Rothschildian central banking cabal taking over the world economy entirely. But you know who is? Vladimir Putin. Is he a ruthless dictator? We don't know. From his perspective, is it worth being cast as a villain by the world's press that works for the globalist banking cabal if it means protecting his people first? Yeah, we can see how he might think that's a cost he'd be willing to pay. But from where we sit, Vlad Putin is perhaps the one man standing between what remains of the free world and that one world government. Imagine that. A world leader who's willing to put the interests of his people first instead of the interests of the soulless globalist bankers and functionaries like Klaus Schwab and the one world totalitarian central banking state. The other day, I tweeted that any public official who supports this war, who supports sending U.S. dollars and eventually U.S. troops to battle Russia in this idiotic war, deserves to be put on trial for treason and deserves to be executed after conviction. And I mean it. This isn't a movie. This isn't some video game. This is real life, and the consequences of screwing it up are nuclear war. We'll be right back.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
All of those hundreds of billions of dollars, 100% of that money that's being sent to fund literal Nazis in Ukraine is being stolen from you without your permission. The hardworking, blue-collared, lunch-pail-carrying, truck-driving, middle-class American. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. If you think for one second that they're not going to come after your checking accounts, your savings accounts, your 401k, your investment accounts, your IRAs, your 401ks, all these things, they are at risk imminently. At least get a consult with Gold Co. Plus, get up to $10,000 in free silver if you mention Stu Peters when you call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
So in late January, a group of more than 500 people gathered in Wenatchee, Washington for a medical freedom event. Well, as part of that event, organizers tested attendees for heart issues, and what they found left them in shock. So among the people that were tested, 53% had myocarditis. They tried to publicize their findings online, but everywhere that they posted it, they've quickly found the report deleted as some kind of misinformation. But it's harder to delete this program, and we're not going to censor anybody. Bill Sullivan is an environmental hydrologist who helped organize the Washington Medical Freedom event. He joins us now. Bill, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Stu. Appreciate having me.
Yeah. So listen, how scientific, your detractors, of course, are going to say, well, this is just some, you know, BS test. How scientifically proven is this method of testing for these heart issues?
Yeah, well, first, I'm not a doctor, not a medical scientist. I practice science, but a physical science. And so, I got involved in this realm from the world of kind of environmental health. And if you see what's going on in East Palestine, Ohio, you can probably appreciate the kind of things that.
Is there something going on in East Palestine? Because, you know, had we left it to the mainstream press and not put the pressure on them from a platform like this one, we still wouldn't know about the vinyl chloride and the dioxins that are poisoning everybody in that area. Nobody should be there. Nobody should be drinking the water. Everybody should get out. And nobody should believe them when the EPA says it's time to return. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but go ahead.
No, but you're absolutely correct. And we also wouldn't know that there's some sort of indication of a catastrophic health crisis occurring in our community and likely across this country, you know, most likely as a result of these vaccines. So our government wouldn't tell us, and certainly our media wouldn't tell us. So that's what we took the mantle of doing as citizens. We went out and did an event to help people, give them a voice if they've been harmed by some of the overactive pandemic response. We tried to give them a voice if they've been harmed by vaccines when their doctors aren't listening to them. I think of, for example, yesterday you had Danae Dixon on. And I saw her story. I've been approached as a member of a health board by many people like her, and it is heartbreaking. And so that was really kind of the impetus for this event. Now, this event did contain some medical resources. That's part of what we're trying to bring to people. So we asked Heart Care Corp out of Tennessee to come in and use their multifunction cardiogram technology. This is FDA approved, ISO certified. For a range of different cardiac issues. And they came out and had professional healthcare providers provide this heart screening at our event.
Okay, so you're not a doctor or a medical professional, practicing medicine right now, but the people who administered these tests, these FDA-approved, ISO-certified tests, they are medical professionals, and this is professional medical equipment that the medical profession relies on to diagnose things like myocarditis. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So this device, the way I understand it, first of all, it's non-invasive. And so they promote it as the most technologically advanced, non-invasive cardiac screening procedure available. It's relatively cheap as well. So the people at the event, they pay. They pay $400 or $500 for this, but that's a lot cheaper than an angiogram. Angiogram, they say, is the gold standard for cardiac diagnostics. And that's an invasive procedure, sometimes actually quite dangerous. And so my understanding is that this multifunction cardiogram agrees with results of an angiogram 90% of the time.
53% had myocarditis. In those 53%, how many of them were concerned or had precursors or symptoms of that myocarditis?
Yeah, great. We didn't, it was not disclosed to us. Personal information, vaccine status, age, sex, that kind of thing. So, I don't know those things, but ostensibly they're
sure there. I mean, you witnessed this, right?
Absolutely.
Did any of them seem like they were surprised? Like, wait, what? I have a heart condition. I have myocarditis. I'm previously healthy. This is a shock to me. Did you see any of that?
Well, two of the attendees came from 150 miles away from a joint military base. They're military pilots on active duty, and they are two of the 16 that were found to have myocarditis. The Department of Defense obviously did not give them the adequate cardiac screening that they required, so they had to travel on their own dime out to this event and pay on their own dime at a reduced cost, thanks to Heart Care Corp. because they were military. But anyway, they had to pay something to get this service and just to find out that they have active myocarditis.
Yeah. I mean, this is why Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long has been fought back against so hard by the military. This is a DOD operation. The deployment of this bioweapon, falsely referred to as a safe and effective vaccine, is a DOD contracted mission. And they have intentionally done this to people. So, of course, service people are not going to get, you know, testing that's going to show that the result is exactly what the intended consequences were for the deployment of this. I want you to speak to the censorship that you've found. I mean, this is a pretty earth-shattering deal here. 53% in this controlled environment, a test administered by medical professionals with professional medical equipment, have myocarditis, whether detected or undetected previously. You tried to publish this in a lot of places. What's been happening?
We did. We you know, got it published legitimately through a press wire service. It went out to basically everybody in the world. It was picked up quite quickly by some of the more forward-leaning sources, including yourself. And that's why we're talking today. But then almost just as quickly, it was deleted. And our little grassroots organization that's put this on, Truth and Accountability Project Washington, is sponsored by Informed Choice Washington. That's been in the vaccine fight actually for some time. And these folks, you know, rely on their Presswire account. And the EIN Presswire not only ghosted our article, which does not attribute this to vaccine injury. It just states that the myocarditis exists. Ghosted their article and then also permanently deleted their account.
Where else did you try to post this?
Well, you know, really going through the press wire as a lay person, if you're not a media organization, that's kind of what you have to do. And so we have really resorted to social media at this point. Our event, you can see our event. It's a 4.5-hour event. It was headlined by NBA legend John Stockton, by the way, a very true patriot and a very humble individual, as we
really
come to know.
Great. So happy to hear that. Finally, an athlete that, you know, kids can look up to. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Actually, what John has done is joined a podcast called Voices for Medical Freedom. And, you know, you might want to talk to him because he is really a advocate of this movement, and which surprised me as well, coming from the celebrity in the sports realm. You know, and he has banded together with other like-minded people that have, you know, kind of a celebrity status that want to save this country.
Well, since the NBA doesn't play defense, he's probably an offensive specialist. There's a little knock on the NBA, but we're on offense here. That's where we need to go. So how has social media treated your information, the findings here of 53% of those tested had myocarditis? How has social media responded?
Yeah, you know, I don't dwell on social media so much, but what I'm seeing is you know, there's really two sides of the story. One side is people that get it and they understand that, oh my gosh, this could be a lot worse than we think. And then the other side is, well, they don't know what they're talking about. These aren't medical professionals, or I looked into it and the screening method that I described is somehow debunked, which is nonsense. I mean, FDA approved it. ISO.
Well, wait a minute. The FDA approved the shots that they call safe and effective vaccines, too. So which side of the argument do these people want to be on? Well, no, I'm taking the shot and everybody else should because the FDA approved it. Well, then why the difference with the method of testing that's also FDA approved? I mean, you're either in or you're out. These are bioweapons. They were intentionally deployed to hurt you, to kill you, to cause infertility, to cause sterility, to blow up the population, to depopulate the entire planet, and to get us down to a sustainable livability in the eyes of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab, which is about 500 million people, as depicted on the Georgia Guidestones that by an act of God were completely blown up.
The Dark One is a great deceiver.
Yeah. I mean, do you agree with what I'm saying? Do you, is that hyperbolic in nature to you, or do you agree? I mean, you're on a health panel. I mean, you can tell me, do you think that what I'm saying is factual and true, that these are developed as a bioweapon and intentionally released to cause harm?
I'm a retired military, a Navy captain. Okay. And I had to retire as a result of this because I was forced, I would not comply with an unlawful order. And because of that, I became involved in this movement. So I can definitely connect things to larger geopolitical realm. I have been in the past a biological defense officer, among other jobs. And so I understand these things. The reason I don't necessarily focus on them much is because we're still starting at baby steps here at the community level, right? I mean, vaccines, these vaccines are hurting people. I'm still having to convince people of that. It's PhD level to go to the reasons why, and the fact that, you know, for people to even contemplate that this doggone vaccine, you know, was being developed prior, before anybody could even spell COVID, right? And we have hard evidence of that. So of course it's, there's some conspiracy behind this, and it's plain as day, but we have people that are still sticking the shots in children. And I'm focused first on stopping that before we get to kind of the bigger.
Do you think that it would help in stopping that if there was a public military tribunal, citizens grand jury, accountability, conviction for crimes against humanity as a result of these things? I mean, when sentencing is carried out for crimes like that, I think it would probably catch the attention of a whole lot of people. Do you agree?
It will when it happens.
Yeah. And we need to make that happen forthwith, in my opinion. There are real kids dying out here. We don't have time for congressional hearings and, you know, Republican GOP congressional inquiries. I mean, that is a joke. I don't know when the last time is an actual Republican investigation or inquiry made a difference in my life. I don't know if it has in yours or not. But these are a bunch of people banging the same drum, which is just ripping off the American taxpayer and putting it towards whatever slush fund enriches and empowers them so long as they can keep their seats in the DC Beltway. I don't think that we have a representative republic anymore. And as a former Navy captain, I don't know if you agree or not, but I'm certainly assuming that you have seen the military industrial complex completely decimate the military that we once had. That was great.
Yeah, the military is in a degraded state right now. That's probably suffice it to say that. I look at things that I can control, and things that I can control, I'm most likely to control is, I'm most likely to influence that person who stands in line to me at the grocery store. That person might be my county commissioner, might be my city council member, or my school board member, or my member of the Board of Health. And that's where we need to focus, is on those people that we can influence. So the 500 some odd people that we had at this event are now being leveraged into, multiplied into 1,000 and 1,500 and then more. And that's a lot in a community our size. We can make a difference. So, part of the impetus for this event was to demonstrate that this can be done. First of all, you know, at first it takes one, and then others follow, and then pretty soon it's many. And that's what we're hoping to set the example for other communities in this state, maybe even beyond, to take over the narrative. What we've yielded the narrative for too long to the CDC and to our state boards or our state departments of health. Every county in this country, over 3,000 counties and most cities, many cities, have their own health departments. And the people have control over these health departments. These health departments are led by boards of health. And we have control and influence over those people, whereas we may not have influence over the State Department of Health. We may not have influence over the CDC. So we can do things at the local level that actually can't even be done at the state level. And we can stand in the gap and stand in the way of some of these policies that are getting pushed on us by the state and federal agencies. And we can stop them on the basis that they're not constitutional and that they're not in the best interest of the health and the safety of our local communities.
Yeah, and you know what? You're absolutely right. To that point, Karen Kingston, a biotech analyst who's just been phenomenal, and she's one of our own, has been in Florida, been very busy, been in Collier County and Lee County and Charlotte County. These counties and their lawmen, these counties and their commissioners are now saying out loud, this is a weapon of biowarfare. We want all of our assets to go back to Pfizer. There will be none of them here. They've been referred to the lawmen, the sheriff there for criminal prosecution. Yes, your county commissioners, your county boards, your county health officials, your local people there can actually, they have the sway to make things happen. The buck stops with your sheriff. So if you bring them the evidence and then they ignore it, they would be derelict in their duties as well. Karen Kingston is going to be putting together a packet, I believe, for us and our viewers and other people like you who want to make a difference, who want to go to those local county people, the sheriffs and the boards and the commissioners and these people. It's evidence. It's right there. This is what this is. This is what's being deployed on your people. Are you going to allow this to continue? Nobody should be beholden to the federal government anymore because they're a corporate government crime syndicate, completely rogue, out of control, don't represent the interests of the people at this point. But you do, and your efforts there in Wenatchee, Washington, 500 people there, and like you said, that's going to exponentially grow. As it gets out, more and more people, 53% myocarditis testing positive on an FDA-approved, ISO-approved method of testing conducted by medical professionals. not some, you know, fake, weird, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy testing. This is real stuff. So, Bill Sullivan, thank you very much, both for your service to our country, for standing on your principles and on your morals, and by getting out of that, you know, it's tyranny, I guess you could say, and for continuing to serve your country by doing it in this way. We really appreciate it, and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Stu. Appreciate it.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today. Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
Dr. Sherry Tenpenny was one of those predicting an epidemic of excess sudden deaths caused by these bioweapon injections, of course, well before that wave of deaths actually happened. Specifically, on our platform, Sherry predicted a tsunami of death. Well, for predictions like that one, Sherry was named one of the disinformation dozen. She was targeted for deplatforming and censorship and the destruction of her reputation. Well, she took the attacks and the hatred to pave the way for the mainstream media, who were too cowardly and too corrupt and too paid off, quite frankly, to speak out before. But now they talk about vaccine side effects with impunity. Because now the tsunami is here. And it's so undeniable that every media outlet is scrambling to find excuses. Excess deaths are up in the United States. They're up in the UK. They're up in Germany. They're up in Israel. Likely everywhere that the mRNA shots were aggressively foisted onto the population. So, of course, not just to gloat, but to tell us how, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny joins us again here today. I wish you weren't right.
Hi, Stu. Thank you so much for having me back. And that's the same thing that I've said. You know, ever since May of 21 and then July of 21, when I came out with the 20, then 20 more, so a total of 40 mechanisms of injury of how the COVID shots can make you sick or kill you. That was in July of 21. And everybody was like, no, that's not going to happen. So now here we are pushing 2 years later. And it's the tsunami of deaths has arrived that I started talking about in July of 21. And on a daily basis, the amount of information that's coming out showing the death, the increased death rate, the cause unknown, you know, like your died suddenly film that you did. It's just like drinking from a fire hose. There's so much irrefutable evidence and documented articles that are coming out now that just support everything that I said almost 2 years ago.
I can't understand how the rest of the world doesn't see this, Dr. Tenpenny. Yes, I know we have a propagandist media. Yes, I know that 75% of Pfizer's, you know, or 75% of Fox's budget comes from Pfizer. Yes, I know all of these things. But to think that people, everybody knows somebody who's died suddenly. Everybody knows somebody who knows somebody who's died suddenly in their neighborhood, down the block, in their community, at their church, the lady at the supermarket who's suddenly dead. Healthy athletes. I mean, we've seen it on nationally broadcasted television, soccer players, people at the peak of their physical condition, pilots all over the place dropping dead. I mean, why can't the rest of the world see it?
I think they can't see it because they choose not to. Because so many people have taken the injection that if they're looking around, and I said at the beginning of this year, at the beginning of 23, that by the end of this year, that every single person in America and perhaps around the world will know at least 3 or 5, maybe more people that are close friends, family members, colleagues, people they know personally that will be dying, just dropping over dead suddenly. And people can't get it. it's like they're blind to it, because if they've had the jab, even one, there's an article that came out yesterday that even one jab, that people have a level of myocarditis. If they have two, they absolutely have myocarditis, even if it's asymptomatic. Myocarditis can lead to arrhythmias, congestive heart failure, sudden cardiac death. And if they've had three shots or more, they're just like a walking death machine. And people can't get their head around it because the cognitive dissonance that it causes is so great to think if they would look in the mirror in the morning and say, wow, am I going to be next? I think I saw an article like a week or so ago that something like 180 physicians in Canada, across Canada, have died in the last year and a half.
I think it's more than that. And now we have 96 children in Canada documented just recently as part of the excess deaths that are passing away there. Of course, I think they're up to 6 or 7 boosters. I know that you're not God. I know that you don't think that you're God, Dr. Tenpenny. I know that you're a God-fearing woman. Let me just ask you this. With that being said, what do you think, your medical professional opinion here, what is the longest that people are able to live, do you think, if they've been boosted, if they've had all of these shots? Mm-hmm. Would you put a time frame on these people for their expected lifespan?
Well, I can't quite be that specific, but I will tell you that when I came out with the 40 mechanisms of injury, and people can get those ebooks on my website if they want to see it for themselves at drtenpenny.com, but I said that within about 6 to 8 months after they get their second or third boosters, when we're going to start seeing these sudden cardiac deaths, the third category of illness is massive autoimmune disease. And the autoimmune disease can take 6, 8, 10 months. I mean, early on, I talked to a couple of internationally known immunologists who said the next 10 years of massive autoimmune disease is going to be like unlike anything we've ever seen. So we're making an antibody to the spike protein that then attacks our organ system. So that takes a while between attacking the lung, the brain, the liver, the kidneys, your joints, your immune system, your blood that breaks it down, it becomes a hemolytic anemia. So all of this cascade of dying is going to be going on for a while. I think we're going to continue to see an upward spike because of the cardiovascular deaths. Then I think that's going to even out. And then over a very long period of time, it will continue to go and people will continue to have death and dying over the next 10 years or so because of the massive autoimmune disease.
I got to tell you, and I'm going to kind of break news here unofficially. There is a government source, a United States government source that has been developed by producers here at the Stu Peters Network, who has told our producers that the excess deaths in the United States are 2.5 million per month. 2.5 million excess deaths per month. Doctors have to be seeing this. Coroners have to be seeing this. We, unlike every other platform, actually give a voice to those who have been injured by this intentional deployment of a bioweapon, and we let them tell their stories in effort to save lives. This platform has always been about saving lives. What do you say about the thousands and thousands of doctors that those injured by this bioweapon come on this show and report doctors are still unwilling to admit the cause?
I think we need a Nuremberg 2.0. I think that those people, particularly, it's one thing to not admit it and just turn a blind eye. It's another thing to continue to push the shot and continue to push this bioweapon that is killing people. I mean, honestly, Stu, as a physician, and I've been in the practice of medicine a long time, I don't know how these people can look themselves in the mirror in the morning. You know, when they comb their hair, brush their teeth, or put on their makeup, I don't know how they can live with themselves. And I believe that the only way that they can continue to do that is to remain in denial for their paycheck. You know, they don't want to get, they are now all employees of big hospital systems, and they have to be, they're a W-2 employee. They've got a boss, just like somebody who works at Dunkin' Donut, and they have to do what they are told. But I don't know in good conscience, I mean, all physicians, when they graduated from medical school, took an oath to first do no harm and to put your patient first in all the things that you're doing. And to be able to continue to promote these shots and deny what's actually happening, I think is just criminal. It's absolutely criminal. And I think that there's more and more physicians who are stepping out and being brave and not and knowing that it's going, they have to step out. And maybe it's going to be a trickle and then it'll be a few more. And then hopefully it will be a whole bunch of people that will stand up and say, we've got to stop this. But the problem is, Stu, is that the train has already left the track. I mean, over the course of the last year and a half, you know, millions upon millions upon millions of people have gotten two shots and a booster and a booster and a booster. We've already poisoned the well. And people keep saying, what can I do to get this out of my system? Because after I said there would be the tsunami of death, I said there will be a tsunami of regret that people go, well, I only had one or I only had two. I'm not going to do any more. How do I detox, detox? We hear this all the time, the word detox. The problem is, and I've said this as long in the last 22 years that I've been talking about problems with vaccines, once you vaccinate, you cannot unvaccinate. And that doesn't matter if it's a COVID shot or an MMR or a flu shot. You can't stick a needle back in your arm and suck the stuff out that got injected in. You can mitigate the symptoms. You can try to make your body healthier, but you'll never get back to baseline. And the things that we're now finding out that are in these shots, I don't know how people will ever get this out of their system.
What things specifically are you referring to that are in the shots that you're unaware of how anybody could detox from?
Well, the things that we know about, like the graphene oxide, the hydrogel, the nanobot technologies, the polyethylene glycol, you know, the messenger RNA, the spike proteins, the messenger RNA that we have now found in some of the autopsies that are coming out of Europe that still is replicating 17 months later and still creating spike proteins. I mean, I don't know how you get that stuff out of your body.
But wait a minute, this was supposed to stay at the injection site.
Of course. And then we know from months ago, years ago, that that didn't happen.
There are still people on Twitter with blue check marks who will tell you that you're a conspiracy theorist, even though there has been lie after lie after lie after lie exposed time after time after time after time. But the empire of lies, when they get caught telling lies, they just tell lies about their old lies. They just make up new lies. If they stop telling lies, the existence of this show would be not necessary. If they stop telling lies, if they just stop telling lies, the whole empire would crumble. Everything from fake wars to fake viruses to fake vaccines to bioweapon injections, criminal taxation, hyperinflation, full-blown recession. All of it would be done. The United States government specifically only exists for one purpose at this point, and that is to sustain itself. It does not represent the interests of the people of America, and it should be completely torn down and abolished and rethunk, and a new form of a representative government should be reinstalled.
Touché. Well said. Couldn't agree with you more. I think that that's absolutely the truth. And all of these things that are happening, we have poisoned the people. We have our own government has created democide. And democide, by definition, is death that a government induces on its own people by policy. So we have created a democide worldwide. You know, the last time I looked at these numbers, Stu, was probably in October. There was a report that came out that said that there were 20 million people who had died from these shots and 2.1 billion people who had been injured, seriously injured by the shots. That was in October of 22. How much greater are those numbers now? And now include the children that their parents have taken their children and poisoned them and the children that are dying. How does a parent come to grips with that? The only way they can do it is stay in denial and trust their doctor who said it had nothing to do with the shots.
Yeah, fake Marjorie Taylor Greene said, oh, we're going to investigate these shots. Of course she's not. She also said that she was going to impeach Biden. I don't believe a damn thing that woman says. All of these politicians, Ron John had some phony thing where he, you know, tried to act like there was going to be accountability. If you are waiting on the United States fake government, corporate crime syndicate to bring accountability, you're just like waiting to trust the plan. Some man riding in on a white horse, maybe ostensibly Donald Trump, who, by the way, is still shilling for these shots. Why? Why is Donald Trump still pushing these shots?
I think that is the greatest enigma of them all when it comes to Donald Trump. I mean, you know, love him or hate him, you know, people will say, I really liked his policies, but I really hated his tweets. Well, we can say we really liked his economic policies, but why, and in your words, is he still shilling and promoting Operation Warp Speed and saying it was the greatest thing that I've ever done in my administration is to force the FDA through these Pfizer shots? I mean, he could stand back now, Stu, and say, you know, I was fooled. I was lied to. I had all these people that surrounded me that lied to me. I have to refute that lie and go in a different direction, but he chooses not to do that. And I don't know that anybody really knows the answer why.
We'll certainly get to the bottom of it sooner or later. The truth always comes out, and history is bound to repeat itself if we don't deal with it. I can say one thing for certain. These people are not going to stop until they are stopped. I've got about 30 seconds left here. Final words, Dr. Tenpenny.
I totally agree with that. I mean, people, you know, I really like, I heard, it was actually Todd Callender, who's a good friend of mine, who said, I said, what do you think we should do about all of this, Todd? He said, say yes to God and no to everything else. And I think that that is really great advice.
Couldn't agree more. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, thank you. And God bless you for all of your efforts and for making the time to be here with us in between patients today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Stu.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
I'm going to go on the record right now with a very sincere, off-the-cuff, heartfelt thank you to the great people over at Curable.com. Curable is the CBD company that I use and that we advertise here on the program. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. We've talked about the many uses of CBD. Children with ADHD, that's a real close and personal one to me. I suggest that you try it. People even dealing with Parkinson's. But I had paralyzing back pain. This last weekend, I was having spasms in my lower back. If you've ever dealt with back pain before, which I had not until just recently, then you probably know what I'm talking about. It took me 20 minutes to get from my bed to my bathroom, which is a three-step walk. Jeremy, one of the directors over at Curable, brought me a care package full of CBD products. My belief in the use of CBD has exponentially exploded as a result of this. Pain from 10 or maybe even a 9, 9.5, something like that, down to virtually zero. Virtually zero pain at all anymore. So I suggest that you try it. Whether it's joint pain, ligament pain, muscle spasms, migraine, headaches, allergies, any of these things, research the use of CBD. If you're already using CBD, please switch to the family-owned business. That'll give you 20% off. Use the promo code STU. 20% off site-wide on all of the products at Curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L. Use promo code STU when you go to Curable.com. Do you love carbs as much as we do? If so, check this out. We found this really cool science trick that helps you to eat all of the carbs without gaining all of the weight. We're not kidding. It works for pasta and pizza and sandwiches and potatoes. I'm starting to get hungry. We actually learned about this trick from a doctor, but it's very easy. He called it the ultimate fat cheat, so we thought we would spread the word. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. Again, thehealthyfat.com/stew. P.S. If you're curious as to how it works, there's a full scientific explanation. It's pretty fascinating. Go to thehealthyfat.com/stew. So Australia is supposedly a free country that's moved on from its hyper-strict COVID policies. I mean, that's the story they tell. So why is the Australian military training right now to use force against their own people? We're not just making that up. No, just days ago, the 3rd Battalion of the Royal Australian Regiment conducted a PPC training in the city of Townsville. PPC, if you're wondering, stands for Population Protection Control. And yes, it's just as sinister as it sounds. Its tactics are for the military controlling a much larger body of people through the use of force. So what kind of situation is the Australian government anticipating where they might need population protection control? When do they expect this situation to arrive? Our own Australian correspondent, Maria Z, has been tracking this story, and she joins us now. Maria, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Yes, infantry sections integrated closely with military police, arrest teams, detainee processing capabilities, and military working dogs to enhance security and crowd dispersion. An official release from defence.gov.au tells us that the Australian military is training to turn against their own citizens, essentially. As you so adequately pose the question, what are they expecting? What is the Australian government expecting? What sort of large crowds or unruly crowds are they expecting that the military would be turning training to turn against their own people? Why would the military train to turn against their own people? I sent this on to a group of Australian senators, Stu. One of them responded to me saying, Maria, a sign of the times, indeed, if I ever saw one. They are just as concerned as the people, Stu, as you can imagine. I don't know whether this has something to do with the fact that we've just had a recent announcement stating that we've got such dire police shortages that we're going to be importing, Stu, police from overseas who are not even Australian residents or citizens, much like the state of California now allowing illegal immigrants to become police. We're doing a similar thing here in Australia. 2,500 police from overseas will be imported. So what I'm seeing here is a pattern, Stu. We're seeing authorities, or all of the senior police have been pushed out of the industry, and confirmed by a former police sergeant here in Australia I recently interviewed, to be replaced by New World Order goons. All of the military that this DOD planned bioweapon killed off or made permanently disabled, the only remaining ones are the compliant ones, the ones that are willing to serve the New World Order. And that's what I think this is about, Stu. It's very, very alarming to think that our military would turn against our people.
Well, I have to apologize on behalf of the United States military industrial complex and the Department of Defense here, who is absolutely 100% behind contracting Pfizer to deliver this bioweapon to the world and intentionally deploy it to maim and to kill and to incapacitate. It has not only depleted our great military here, but also yours as well. It's depleting the police around the world. Those people who were previously healthy are now dropping dead all over the place, and that solely rests on the backs of the DOD. The people there at the Department of Defense are responsible for this. Not apologizing as if I was part of it, or I don't believe that everybody in the United States of America is on board with deploying this bioweapon, across the planet, but certainly the DOD did, and that's, you know, apparently funded by the United States taxpayer, which we believe it should be no longer. Real quickly, do you have any inkling at all as to what the event is, why they're preparing to turn on their own people in Australia right now?
I've been thinking in great detail about this, Stu, and I think it has something to do with what you've just mentioned. See, we're seeing the mainstream media coming out now, shifting narrative, talking about the fact that the Wuhan lab leak, and all of a sudden, mainstream media is reporting on the failings of health authorities, politicians. I think that we've pushed them into a corner, and kudos to people like you, Stu. And can I just thank you, because no one else in the world with a platform your size has cared to report as much on Australia as you have. You have recognized that, hey, these guys are the testing ground. And so thank you for reporting on our country. But I really do think that with all of the truth coming out from people like you, from people like me, they're losing control of the narrative very, very soon. I think we're potentially going to see chaos, and it could be a 5G bioweapon deployment, Stu. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. But the point is, they're preparing for it, so we need to be ready.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. When 5 billion people realize what has been done to them, there will be no safe place for the people who did this to hide. And that's what they're gearing up for. Also, just a quick touch on it, by the way, the Wuhan lab leak theory is a lie. More lies told by the empire of lies, who's fighting against a Wuhan lab leak. But now they have to acknowledge that that's true, because likely all evidence points to this was a Ukrainian bioweapons lab made concoction, a bioweapon made in Ukraine. That's where all of the bodies are buried. That's where hundreds of billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars are going. I've been pissed off about it all day, especially because this fake Zelensky says that now U.S. troops, our young men and unfortunately girls, have to go and die in his country if we don't capitulate to his demands. Maria Z, thank you so much for your reporting in Australia. You can catch more of this kind of reporting uncensored with Maria Z on the Stu Peters Network. God bless you.
God bless.
The boosters are killing millions. A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard. This morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapon sludge. And gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! Temple, that's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. That's a conversation that you're not going to want to miss. People are getting really nervous about that one. Coming very soon to StuPeters.com. It never stops at the Stu Peters Network. By the way, Uncensored with Maria Z, whom was just here. Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Every Saturday and Sunday, the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. Don't miss In the Trenches with Teddy Daniels every single weekday at 1 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, premium content all weekend long. That's at StuPeters.com as well as on Rumble. Follow the Stu Peters Network. We will be back tomorrow with more. Same time, same place. Until then, God bless you.